Mark in chapter 16 and verse 1 says, "When the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. And they were saying to one another, 'Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb?' And looking up, they saw that the stone had been rolled back. It was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in a white robe, and they were alarmed. And he said to them, 'Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you.'" The sting of death was denied on this uncommon Sunday, and therefore we have an uncommon Savior, the one true Savior. And because of that, we can have an uncommon life through faith and belief in him. The sting of death was denied, and so was the crushing sorrows of the followers of Christ that Easter Sunday morning. Oh, how they had been crushed in their spirits when they saw Jesus hanging upon the cross and being whipped and laid in a borrowed tomb. But Jesus appeared. He appeared to Mary Magdalene. He appeared to two disciples. He appeared to all the disciples. He appeared to many over a 40-day period before he ascended unto heaven. And my friend, Jesus is ever appearing today to us in spirit. As he appeared to those disciples before he would ascend into the right hand of God the Father, he said in verse 16, just listen, "Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned." Beloved, the message today is Jesus is alive. He is with the Father, but he's coming back. In the meantime, his gospel, the good news of his birth, life, death, burial, and resurrection is going forth through the lives of faithful followers around the world. It's being proclaimed here today. It also means that those who believe, uniting with Christ, will be saved. Saved from death, saved from eternal judgment, saved from the wrath of God. But those who do not will be condemned unto eternal judgment in hell for rejecting the Savior. You might think, what a foolish story. I'll agree, it's an uncommon story. You might say, I don't know if I can believe that or not. That's okay. Thomas, his own disciple, couldn't believe it, but Jesus lovingly said, that's okay, Thomas. Touch the scars in my hands and my feet and my side. Jesus is saying to you today, it's okay. Just come to me and I'll show you by faith that I'm real. As the choir prepares to sing the message of Jesus Christ in song, I leave you with this thought. The claims of the resurrection of Jesus Christ has survived and overcome every attempt to refute it. No legend, no lie has ever produced a greater result over such an extent of time, now over 2,000 years. Why? Because it's true. That's why, because it's true. And that is because he is alive and his spirit is working, and he's working in your hearts today, some before you even entered. And his gospel goes forth today. It will today in the message of song, and lives are still being changed today. My question is, has yours? Has your life been changed through the power of the resurrected Lord? We hope that today it will be. I thank Miss Brenda Lambert and the choir for preparing the message in song. This is not just a performance of songs. This is message in song. And I want to say something very unique today. The altar will be open. Let the cantata roll on. If you need to come and pray at any time, you come and pray. There's a special song in the midst of this cantata, "He Loved Me with a Cross." During that song, I will be here. If I can lead you to the Lord Jesus Christ, or just pray with you and just proclaim to you that there is hope in the resurrected Lord for whatever state your life finds you in today.
We hope you've enjoyed our service and invite you to return to our website and listen to the numerous other podcasts we have posted. If you would like to join us in person, service times and location are listed on our homepage. Thank you for listening.